CRTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In headlines, over 40 pastors of the EPC who gathered for a seven-day retreat in Mfumakap, a locality in Lekki Division of the Center Region, have prayed for peace to reign in Cameroon. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of the Supreme State Audit Office, Rose Mbacha Fumundam, has advised participants attending the launch of Emogamo Humanitarian NGO that they should work hard to fight against vices such as drug abuse and the rising phenomenon of street children. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has warned protesters that they will be playing with the fire if they press ahead with plans to stage an anti-corruption march to Parliament on Tuesday. Over 40 pastors of the APC who gathered for a seven-day retreat in Fumakap, a locality in Lekki Division of the Center Region, have prayed for peace to reign in Cameroon. Meanwhile, Maimuna Njoya tells us more about the event from CRTV Center.
For the 53rd Grand Meeting of Pastors of the Église Presbyterienne Camerounaise Orthodox, emphasis was laid on rebirth and a new beginning. In a context marked by sociopolitical tensions and verbal violence, they came together for a seven-day retreat at the Fumakap Betani Parish in the Obala Subdivision, Center Region, to meditate on biblical verses and implore divine intervention for sustainable peace and serenity to prevail in Cameroon and particularly in the English-speaking regions. The moderator and officiating pastor, Reverend Jean-Marie Meunier, enjoined the 45 pastors present and their wives to lead by example and follow the ways of Moses, who by faith conquered Pharaoh. The seven-day retreat, however, enabled the men of God to upgrade their religious knowledge and brainstorm on how they can ameliorate their relationship with church elders and faithful. The retreat, which has rounded off this Sunday, July 21, was also marked by an excursion to the Naktigo Hydropower Station to visualize work done and pray for guidance on behalf of the powers that be. Maimuna Njoya, CRTV Center.
The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of the Supreme State Audit Office, Justice Mbacha Rose Fumundam, has held members of the Global Women for Moral Societal Vision for Fighting Drug Abuse Among Youths. She was speaking during the official launch of the association in Douala this Saturday, and the event provided an opportunity for the minister to call on the participants to join the vision of the Mogamo women in taking children off drugs and off the streets. Skola Maloke reports.
It was with joy that members of the Global Women for Moral Societal Vision welcomed their matron, Justice Mba Acha Rose Fumundam, at the event's ground. According to the founding president, Lima Janet Acha, the association was created in 2022 with a clear vision.
I had a child who was addicted, so I've been struggling with him for so long. So one night I had a vision that I cannot be struggling with my own child while other children are there on the street. So when I got up now, I met some few women, tried to share the vision with them. So that's how I started.
In 2 years of existence, the ladies have made some strides.
2022 brought out 21 children, but out of 21, 11 were out there free from addiction. So this year we have brought out 29, whom we are managing 15 now because we don't really have accommodation.
Strides that have impacted many of the drug addicts like Hans Korad Fru.
I've been in this addiction for about 3 years now. By God's grace, I've been on hostage by our able mothers trying to move us from the addiction, even though it's not really easy, but by the grace of God, we are trying.
The vision and achievements so far have been lauded by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of the Supreme State Audit, Justice Mba Acha Rose Fumundam.
I'm ready to go along with them because what they are doing is quite laudable. Imagine that if everybody were to put their hands on deck and join them, fighting drug addicts among our children, among our youths, would be something of the past.
The beneficiaries used the event attended by Mogamo dignitaries to present a sketch on their lives on the street as drug addicts. Skola Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
Some vulnerable and underprivileged young men in Bamenda have graduated as staff ceiling decorators during the fourth convocation ceremony of Mezam Staff Ceiling Technicians Trade Union, known as MES Chapter 2. It is one of the scholarship programs of the trade union under the Ministry of Employment and Vocational Training as a means to empower young men in the field of building and construction. Clenis Ayombom reports.
Congratulations.
The fourth batch of trainees, made up of 11 young men, have studied both theory and practicals in staff ceiling decoration and are now being sent into the field of practice as full-fledged technicians. Among them are internally displaced and school dropouts who now have a source of livelihood.
It's going to add a lot of value to my life. I'm going to become a technician and I can earn income to create more job opportunities in Cameroon.
I totally believe that I can start my life on my own now. I am free that I can have my own contracts.
The trade union president of the staff ceiling decorators, Wilfred Wengam, talks of having trained over 100 vulnerable youths through their different programs within 4 years.
It's a group of staff technicians who come together to contribute ideas and see how they move the less privileged, the IDPs. We know the situation we have in the Northwest and Southwest. We're trying to see that those who drop out from school, we help them and give them knowledge so that they can put food on their table.
The program to equip young persons in Bamenda with skills in different trades is open to the public, and those interested are called to apply through the Mezam Staff Ceiling Decorators Trade Union for sponsorship. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Some communities of the Bakassi Peninsula, Indian Division of the Southwest Region, have been offered alternative income generating sources, including cassava processing machines and livestock, to reduce their impact on the mangrove ecosystems. The activity, which is within the Participative Integrated Ecosystem Service Management Plan for Bakassi Post-Conflict Ecosystems, project under the Ministry of Environment and Protection of Nature, seeks to promote community participation in mangrove conservation. Ombo Suzi Monjowa completes the story from CRTB Southwest.
The introduction of sustainable livelihood initiatives such as large-scale cassava processing and animal husbandry to communities in Isangele and Kombo-Abedimo subdivisions on the Bakassi Peninsula in the Southwest region seeks to minimize exploitation of mangroves for fuel wood and other income-generating ventures. The incentives, including cassava processing machines, piglets, and goats, have been appreciated by the people who are bent on using them to improve on their livelihoods.
Based on idleness, we used to get into the mangrove to harvest and trade them for firewood and other items. But now that we have somewhere to start from, it will actually benefit us greatly.
Hey, young Itadandi, Kumba Abedimo. I have received a grinding machine. We are producing cassava a lot, so this machine is going to help the population.
The activity is a component of the project to ensure biodiversity conservation and sustainable use of Bakassi ecosystems.
Gendo Zedekaya, project coordinator.
What we have handed to the people to help divert their interest from the over-exploitation of the mangrove resource. In so doing, we can have a natural regeneration of the mangroves to ensure that fish production can continue over a long period of time.
This component of the project is designed to also attract donors through this initiative. Humbo Suzi Munchowa, CRTV News, Bakassi.
The Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts is getting ready to celebrate its 103 years of existence this year, another year marked by the renewal of members in various posts of responsibility. There are 160 business owners, including Christophe Eken, the outgoing president, whose vision is to contribute in a more strategic way to the affluence of the institution. 48 hours to the election of new bureau members, Rosaline Fosa met with some of the candidates. Here is her report.
Just 2 more days for different candidates involved in the election at the Cameroon Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts, CCMA, to convince voters. Last-minute strategies are being used as each candidate brings his or her ingenuity to the campaign. Some like Élisée Demanier and Marcel Détam are counting on their professional experience.
Since 2 months, we have been on the field with our campaign strategy, and we are confident that our list, headed by Christophe Ken, will win.
We are struggling to make our little place in the insurance industry, and for which we are proud of our stakeholders.
Created in 1921, the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts will again write its history this year. The renewal of the management of the various bodies is a strong moment for all its stakeholders. Alice Magejo and Samuel Kondo are candidates.
I am in the trade sector, and that is an advantage because almost all business persons are users of trade.
These elections will help put in place a bureau, and that bureau will be the representation of the professional sector. So it has to take in account different complaints in order to ameliorate the whole business sector.
The election of the new president will be 160 business persons in the arena, including the outgoing Christophe Eken, is an opportunity for everyone to plan for the future. Commerce, service provision, mines, industries and construction, all sectors of the activity dedicated to the CSIMA. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
The SDO for Manu in the southwest region says Cameroon and Nigeria are reaping significant economic benefits from the joint border post in Ekok in that part of the country. Awunfak Yves Bertrand met the remark during the second lap of his contact tour, which took him to a Umojok subdivision. Charles Abuno of CRTV Southwest has the details.
At the joint border post, the SDO and his entourage made an assessment of the different services of their structure.
It was important that we visit the border post, that we understand the realities under which they are operating, that we equally inquire if there are some difficulties that require government's intervention.
The representatives of the people used the SDO's contact tour to appeal for more development projects. Ita Jacques Ayamba, mayor of Eyomujok.
We are closest to the biggest economy, the most populous country in Africa, Nigeria. So it is very important that infrastructure-wise, the government should focus here.
Honorable Tanyi Tiku Titi, member of parliament for Eyomujok.
Because of insecurity, our schools are not functional. Our roads have not been graded. Even our water points cannot be rehabilitated in the various villages.
The SDO was emphatic that the state would spare no effort in ensuring lasting peace.
We came here to reassure them of government's determination to bring peace back to this part of the republic. Cameroon is one and indivisible.
There were lots of cultural exhibitions. The SDO donated walking equipment to some local vigilante groups. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Eyomojok Subdivision, Manu Division.
The 15th ordinary session of the Northwest Regional Assembly will go on the way in Bamenda this Monday. The session will be chaired by the President of the Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo III. Top of the agenda will be the examination of development projects to improve the livelihoods of people. Eric Langmeufo picks up the rest of that story from CRTV Northwest.
The June ordinary session of the Northwest Regional Assembly is said to be a statutory one that is focused on first evaluating the performance of the decentralized structure in the current year in order to perfect its shortcomings. The president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo III, indicates that they will also be examining projects that are need-based.
In areas where you have functional schools with high intake, then we concentrate our resources in those areas. The same in health. We work with the district hospital directors and the regional delegation, of course, coordinating, so that here again we have a needs-based assessment, projects that are then matured so that they can be executed next year.
The session will also be devoted to the training of elected officials on varied topics.
We're going to have interactive sessions with psychosocial counselor who will give us insights as to how to manage ourselves and manage our families and communities as far as psychosocial care during the crisis is concerned. We'll also listen to the regional delegate for land, who will talk to us on land tenure and the traditional rulers.
The three-day event will run till Wednesday, the 24th of July, 2024. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The 2024 edition of the Fair on Government Action, dubbed SAGO, underway at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex, will be launched officially this Monday. This year, the event has brought together over 200 exhibitors who are redefining service delivery for citizens in the country. Karine Kubon reports.
Beyond the regular habit of distributing flyers to passers-by who usually flood the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex seeking information, representatives of public structures say they would be taking advantage of the seven-day event to sell a better image of their ministries to users and encourage them to feel at ease to visit ministries for information at all times. Staying true to this year's theme, which states good governance and improvement in living conditions, the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries has deployed its personnel to the fairground to present opportunities in the fisheries sector to Cameroonians with a view of attracting more investors to the sector. The sub-director of aquaculture at the ministry, Divine Gala, throws more light.
In the import substitution policy that the state is implementing, fish is very important and animal health is also very important. So we want to showcase this to the public so they know that it's not only growing animals that's important, we have to take care of their health. And how can they benefit from the support of government structures through Minepia, get the authorizations to function, get the partners that are willing to invest with them.
At the stand of the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure, the Assistant Research Officer in the Department of Tourism Promotion, Jaizet Regina, says they intend to convince Cameroonians to be the first consumers of the country's tourism services before selling such services to foreigners.
Cameroonians, first of all, will learn to consume domestic tourism, which in turn will attract even the foreigners. So we are targeting foreigners to come, but it has to begin with nationals.
They equally boast of a social media presence in this digital transformation era, which they say is a major boost to their relations with users.
We have a website. You can see us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. We are there. You just type www.mintool.com.
We have what we call Minepia Aquaculture, which is a Facebook page, has 21,000 members now. We have Minepia Aquaculture on WhatsApp.
Public service structures, parastatals and businesses are therefore looking forward to serving the public in a new environment with new goals from the 7th to the 27th of July 2024.
Karen Kubon reporting. This is CRTV News. The murder remains of Prosper Roger Efemba, CRTV retired journalist, who passed away on June 11, 2024 after a brief illness, have been laid to rest. He was buried in his native Bisok in Ebulova in the presence of colleagues, friends and loved ones. Silas Kwang attended the funeral service and now reports that the late journalist was eulogized as a beacon of love, integrity and dedication.
It was a grand send-off for the 67-year-old veteran journalist Prosper Roger Efemba in his native Bisok in the South region. Hundreds of mourners from far and wide flocked the home of the departed to pay him a last deserved tribute. The funeral was not just a somber occasion, but a celebration of a life lived with purpose and passion. Charles Martin Efemba is the deceased grandson.
When I was getting married, he was the speaker of all the family.
For the younger brother to the late, His Majesty Theodore's son, he was not just a brother, but also a pillar of strength for his family.
It's very sad that he left so early. The Almighty will help us to not forget what he did. He was a very good brother who protected me when I was too young.
From fellow journalists to administrative authorities, his former bosses and family members, speaker after speaker, mourners eulogized the retired CLTV staff as a strong leader and selfless man, friendly to everyone. Reverend Pierre-Simon Assiri of Église Presbyterienne Camerounaise, who led the burial service, urged the mourners to make Jesus their friend and to do their utmost to earn a good name on earth and in heaven. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News.
20 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has warned protesters that they will be playing with fire if they press ahead with plans to stage an anti-corruption march to parliament on Tuesday. Young Ugandans have been organizing the march on social media to demand an end to corruption in government. They have been partly inspired by their counterparts in neighboring Kenya, who organized mass demonstrations that forced President William Ruto to drop plans to increase taxes. The protests have since morphed into calls for his resignation. In a televised address, Mr. Museveni warned the Ugandan organizers that their planned protests would not be tolerated. Bangladesh's top court has scrapped most of the quotas on government jobs that sparked violent clashes across the country that have killed more than 100 people. A third of public sector jobs had been reserved for the relatives of veterans from the country's war for independence from Pakistan in 1971. But now the court has ruled just 5% of the roles can be reserved for relatives of veterans. Law Minister Ansul Haq said government would implement the ruling within days. Some students' leaders have vowed to continue protesting. In sports, Port Autonome Volleyball Club have beaten city rivals Little Team by 3-0 in the final of the Cup of Cameroon. In the meantime, Little Team in the women's category won their second consecutive trophy of the Cup of Cameroon after defeating Mayo Kani Volleyball Evolution by 3-1. For details, let's connect with Ben Collins Nyiberuo, who is standing by at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Good evening, Ben Collins.
The Yaoundé Multipurpose Complex, where, as you rightly said, Port Autonome of Douala have just defeated Little Team from the same city, Douala, by 3-0 in the second final of the Cup of Cameroon today. They overpowered Little Team during the first set by 25 points to 23, won the second set by 25 points to 20, and finished the job during the third set by 25 points to 20. The volleyball club of the Douala Port Authority is thus the double champion of Cameroon. This as they won the championship title this year. A seemingly easy final this night for the winners of the 2024 Central African Championship, who have so far won three titles this season. Before the men's final, Little Team Ladies defeated Mayo Kani Evolution by 3-1 and grabbed their second consecutive trophy of the Cup of Cameroon. So far, the stage for the winners of this Sunday's final of the Cup of Cameroon have been set out here. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Moile Kombi, is present here. He has been presiding over activities, a lot of ambience, a lot of animation. As you can get from the background, Rigobert Maniga, the ambience is thrilling the winners of today's final of the Cup of Cameroon in the mixed category. That is Port Autonome, a wonderful animation, just like the winners of the first in the women's category, that is Little Team of Douala. They are thus leaving the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex this night as the winners of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in volleyball. Ben Collins, Nyaberuo, CRTV News, the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex.
Thank you very much, Ben Collins, Nyaberuo. And congratulations to Port Autonome of Douala. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories.